This is Professor X, and you're tuned into the Who's Your Daddy Godcast Network.
This is the award-winning podcast from a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.org. Now, without any further ado, let's welcome the host of this broadcast, Christina Sasso.
Hello, everybody. This is Christina Sasso coming at you today with a new podcast and a new year, 2021. Happy New Year, the best year you ever had. I hope 2020 was also fantastic and great and above and beyond everything that you could think or imagine. And as we look forward into the future, going to even a higher place, because that's what God wants for you. He wants you to thrive, not just survive. He wants you to do bigger and better things for Him and His kingdom, and He wants to bless you as much as you can imagine and more. So the blessing is up to you, folks. It's up to you to receive that blessing. And the only thing holding you back from any limits is you and your own thinking and your own believing. So just to start off, sharing with you some things that I wanted to encourage you with. In the past couple of months, Frank and I have been traveling up and down the coast of the Eastern Seaboard, visiting and getting my parents settled in a new location. And I had said back then that we were going to share the adventure with you. So this is the adventure. What's the beauty part of this is that God was with us every step of the way, smoothing out the rough spots and making it really a joy. So before I start on the whole journey, I just want to encourage you with this, that Frank and I do not watch the news at all. Not watch the news, don't read the news, don't see it on social media. I have actually not been on social media for the past, I'd say, month at all. And I do not miss it at all. It's actually been a benefit to me. It takes away a great deal of opportunities for distress. I don't have to worry about it. Not that I worry, but I don't have to think about it. What's this one doing? What's that one doing? What do they think of me? Who cares? There's only one person I care what they think of me, and they think I'm fantastic, and that's God. So a few months back, my father, who lived next door to me with my mom, who has dementia, and he was caring for her, he wanted to move to Florida. He always loved Florida. And he said, I'm moving to Florida and this is how I'm going to do it and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Even though he thought he had a plan, it was very flawed. So we decided, look, if this is what he really wants, we'll take him and my mom. We will get him in an RV and we will travel down, because my mom is not going to be able to travel just in a car and drive down to Florida. That's not that case. So we needed to have all the amenities in the RV with us. So what we did was we rented an RV, packed up my parents, very little belongings that my father wanted to take. He was going to live with my aunt in an adult community with a pool and clubhouse and all that. And my mom was going into an assisted living for memory care. All of this could have been very stressful on me. And if I allowed it to cause anxiety, I could feel my stress level rising. But then I always had to go back to the place of rest. And it is truly a struggle to maintain your rest, because the world, your mind, your thoughts always want to take you to that place of high anxiety. And you really have to fight that and have to go to the Father and find that place of rest, knowing that He has your best interests at heart. Nothing He does is to harm you, but only for your good. No weapon formed against you can prosper. They can be made, but they can't prosper. Every time I settled back into that, I felt great peace about it. And the trip was truly an adventure, because we packed up the dogs, we packed up their crate, we packed up my mom, we packed up my dad, we packed up the RV with our stuff, and we headed down to West Palm Beach. Now, after this, we were going to stay in Pompano Beach for a week and just relax. And then we were going to head back with the RV and head home. So the trip down, Frank, thank God for him. He took care of all the clickety-clacks, which I call them clickety-clacks, all the details. I make the plan. I you know, find out where we're going to stay and how long we're going to stay and where we're going to stop and this kind of stuff. But Frank actually does all the legwork. So he found a place for my mom. He drove the RV. He rented the RV. He took care of all those details. And we hit the road and literally didn't stop except to grab like something quick to eat or gas. Or at one point, Frank just had to take like a couple hours just to close his eyes. And we parked in a Panera parking lot overnight, not even overnight, just for a couple hours, and just slept. My mom slept pretty much all the way. My dad was up in and out sleeping. And we arrived at the assisted living with my mom straight off the highway, answered all their questions, and got her admitted that day. And to be honest with you, for all the details and all the miles that we had to travel, it was really a very smooth, easy transition. And we dropped my dad off at my aunt's, and we went to Pompano Beach, and we had a glorious vacation. We needed it because the whole buildup to this trip was a lot of details, a lot of planning, a lot of preparation, and to just be finally able to exhale and go, we felt God's hand in it all the way there and throughout our whole stay there and our way home, just totally taken care of, totally sustained, favor, blessed. Our room overlooked the ocean. We got to go on the beach every single day. We got to enjoy wonderful meals out. In the middle of what, you know, people are calling this pandemic, we had just a glorious time. With all that, as we traveled down the whole Eastern Seaboard, we discovered that once you leave New Jersey and Pennsylvania, for the most part, like the metropolis areas like New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, it's like a whole nother world opens up. So if you live in the tri-state area of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, you are not getting a clear picture of what's going on in the rest of the country. It's wonderful. I have seen many, many people of many different races, many different colors, many different religions, social statuses, and come to find out that as Americans, we're very respectful of each other and very kind to each other. In my experience, and we have driven back and forth from Florida 3 times in the past 3 months, and every single person I have met or seen or even observed has been so lovely and wonderful and kind. So please don't believe everything that you see on the news. Granted, terrible things do happen, but don't let your heart and mind be bombarded with bad, crazy images all the time. And this goes for social media as well. Get outside. Yes, go outside of your house and interact with people, real live people. And even if you feel like you need to be socially distanced or whatever, then so be it. But please, social interaction is an essence of who we are. Once we got past Pennsylvania, we were able to eat in a restaurant. We were able to eat outside a restaurant. We were able to socially interact with people with masks, without masks. We were able to sit at the bar. We were able to sit at a table. It's just been wonderful. Outside of this area, it's been absolutely wonderful and joyful. So please don't limit yourself to the things that you see on the news or on social media or literally just outside your door. Step outside and find those great experiences, especially if you've been feeling depressed or isolated. This is, again, it's designed to make you be isolated. It's designed to keep you depressed, to keep you scared. It's supposed to make you live in fear. And God did not give me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. So please, if I can entreat you to do that, guaranteed you will feel 100% better. Even if you just go for a walk somewhere, somewhere where there's people, or maybe just in the woods and enjoy nature. Just get out of the house and shut off the news. So everything about the trip was wonderful. We drove home and everything was great. My father was doing well. My mom was doing well. And we said that we were going to come back down to visit or maybe around the holidays. In early November, my aunt called and said that my father wasn't doing good. Now, everyone thought that my mother was going to be the one to fail, but my dad was really not doing well. He was having trouble getting out of bed. He was having trouble walking. So, and my aunt wasn't young either. And she's like, I can't take care of him. This is not what I signed up for. So we said, okay, we're going to take another ride down. So the second trip, we left on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and we arrived where we were staying in Lake Worth on Thanksgiving evening. So Thanksgiving was interesting this year. We spent it at a Thai restaurant, and it was lovely. Lake Worth is a beautiful town. I love it. It's very historic. Such beautiful little cottages. We stayed at an Airbnb, and again, we were with the dogs, and it's our little family. We really enjoyed our stay. At this point, my dad had been admitted into the hospital, and they found an issue in his bladder, and my aunt couldn't take care of him. So now he was living with my mother in an apartment in memory care in the assisted living, and he was not happy. So when we finally went to visit him that Friday, I didn't know what to expect, but we walked in and he looked great. And I'm like, you look great, Dad. What's up? He's like, I hate it here. I hate it here. I hate it. I want to get out of here. I said, Dad, look, you can't live with Aunt Mary. And he goes, I know, I know. I said, but the thing is, you don't have to stay in memory care. You're not suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's. You're free to come and go as you want. Now, when he realized this, and when the institution realized this too, because a lot of the nurses didn't realize he wasn't memory care, a whole world opened up for him. So he was able to use his scooter that he had. He had a walker. We took him out for lunch, and then we took him out for breakfast. And we showed him some areas that he nearby where he was and how he can get on the bus. And he was very much encouraged by this. So when we left Lake Worth, he was doing really well. So we came home and I was thinking, oh, next time I go, maybe I'll go in January and, you know, see how he's doing. So a couple times later that I spoke to him, he started to sound not so good. And I felt like we needed to get down there again. So we went down again. We left the day after Christmas and we arrived in Lake Worth again on Sunday. And we went to see my dad on that Monday. And he did not look good at all. So we were able to help him. We got him out of bed, but he was having real difficulty talking. And I could see that he was failing. So I was happy to spend time with him. And we took him out on the grounds. And then the next day we took him out to the marina and the boats. And, you know, he really couldn't really speak. And then my aunt was going to come the following day. So we saw him on Monday and Tuesday, and my aunt was going to come on Wednesday, and we were going to come back on Thursday and take him out again. And then we were headed home the next morning. Well, Wednesday morning, they called us and told us that somebody tested positive for COVID. So when that happens, they shut everything down. It's on lockdown and nobody can come in and visit. So my aunt couldn't go and I couldn't go. And we were just really happy. Like, I felt very strongly on Monday to take him out the next day, because we weren't going to. We were going to take him out on Wednesday, and instead we decided, let's just take him out tomorrow. And we did, and we had a really nice time out. We spent time with him, and it was an enjoyable, beautiful day. And then everything went down on lockdown, so we couldn't see him again. They were shutting down for 14 days. So we headed home, and we just kept keeping in touch with the facility. And I couldn't speak to my dad because he really couldn't speak. So I was hearing everything through the nurses. And then finally on January 8th, we got the call that my dad had passed away. And the beauty part of this is my dad was 92 years old. He was ready to go home to be with the Lord. He passed away in his sleep with someone by his side all night. There was a nurse from hospice with him. And she said that he said, tell Christina that I love her. And then that night he passed away. And I have a beautiful piece about this. And my encouragement is to you that when you know who God is and that when you have Jesus as your Lord and Savior, there's loss and there's sorrow and there's missing people, but there's also great joy and peace knowing that this is not the end and knowing that you're going to see these people again in glory and it's going to be fantastic and that those people are so happy that we can't even imagine here on earth. Our loss is deep, but their joy is unlimited and unexplainable. And there were moments before we got the news that I know God was preparing me for it. I know he was sending songs and he was sending thoughts and he was sending scriptures. And throughout this whole process, I always felt completely sustained and completely uplifted and completely loved and completely at peace about every step we took, because we just rested in God's goodness and his grace, that he loves us, and there's nothing that he would ever do to harm us. There was nothing we could ever do to have him forsake us. There's nothing that we could do to have him not love us so completely that when he sees us, he sees his beloved son, who we are in and who is in us. So I want to encourage you, no matter what you're going through, whether it's somebody who's sick, or maybe you're sick, or maybe someone you love has passed away or has left for some reason, lean on the God who loves you. Lean on Jesus, who knows every single pain and hurt and wound that you are experiencing, because he experienced it. And he just loves you so much. He's not mad at you. He's not upset at you. He's not an angry God. He's a loving, forgiving, just God who wants success and happiness and joy and prosperity and health for you. He wants to pour blessings into your life. He wants you to have favor everywhere you go. I can't even begin to explain how blessed we were on all these trips, how much favor we had everywhere we went. And it's not because we're so special and we're so holy. Absolutely not. It's just because we were able to rest and know that God had it handled. He is our rear guard. He is our shield. He is our buckler. He has angels encamped around us and you. So be encouraged. This is a message of joy and happiness, and I wanted to share it with you that this year is going to be so fantastic. And it just harkens back to that prophetic word that I read to you about latitude and no limitations. This is a year of no limitations. The only limits that are in place are the ones that you put. So let's take those limits off. Let's take those binders off and let the Holy Spirit work with you to develop your ability and your authority. God wants you to be an example to others so that you can teach and show others the glory in your life so that they can also have the same. So the blessing isn't only just for me to hoard. The blessing is for me to share and say, wow, is this good news or what? And here's the even better news, that it's not just for me, and it's not anything that I've done or I'm doing. It's all because of what Jesus did. So this is a season of favor upon everyone, and it's a time to go deeper with the Lord. Remember, we talked about prospecting for gold and going on this journey, and it's not just about the destination and finding that nugget of gold, but it's about the journey to get to that nugget. That's part of the fun. That's part of the experience. And all these trips that we made to Florida, we had a goal in mind when we got down there, but the journey was part of the testimony. So don't forsake the journey, the hunt to the discovery, the search, the exploration. This is part of the fun. It's part of the richness. As we engage with God, you're going to discover how he wants to communicate with you. I learned so much about how God wants to speak to me and how he wants to share with me and how he wants to show his love for me. And even though you might be going through a difficult time, think of it as a time where you're going to learn something about how good God is and how he's bringing you through to the other side. Just like Psalm 23 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." So yes, I'm walking through the valley. Get it through. I'm not camping out in the valley. I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Not death, Just the shadow of death. A shadow can't kill you. I will fear no evil. Why? Because God is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I actually think that's cool because God's preparing this great blessing for you, this great testimony for you, this great favor for you in the presence of your enemies. They get to see it. And you anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So I hope this reaches out to you and touches your heart and changes your mind and sets you in a different, higher place. And I'm just grateful that I'm able to share this with you. And I just want to say again that we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.